The sun had left for the night, and a chilly moon drifted in to take its place. The cold sent the men to their fires, huddled, half-chilled, and crouched under the load of their existence. For them, the blueness of their planet was mostly covered by the drab brown hues of dirt and drudgery. Sameness was their fare. Futility kept them in their place. But heaven smiled on them in their dinginess. On this night, angels would pass over people of higher birth to tell these men of the earth about heaven's child. An angel salutation startled the men from their drowsy rest, but then calmed their fright and told them about the birth of the child. The angel pointed them toward the birth town where they could go and see the newborn. Then, like a triumphant cymbal crash, a host of angels exclaimed praise to the heaven's master and blessed the earth with a prayer for peace. After the angels left, the night seemed to lose its chill, and the dark skies seemed to glow with excitement. Still wearing all the stains and smells of the earth, the men left the warmth of their fires to answer the angels' call.